Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited to be broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational. 15 years we've been doing this. It's 04. The 16th consecutive tournament, I broadcasted every one of them, including the first one. And this is another one. I'm in the Woodlands, Texas, folks. I'm broadcasting live. You know, you've heard me over the years doing this right here at the Marriott Waterways. And they do a great job here taking good care of us. And it's just a lot of fun. And as I say, full disclosure, Insperity is our presenting sponsor. And I'm here. Our guest this half hour is Nate Olson. Nate's a good friend of mine. He's Managing Director of Business Development at Insperity. And he's going to tell us what that means. And we're going to talk about why you need to know about the kind of work that he does in your small business. Nate Olson, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for having me, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad you're here. And I love what you're doing, Nate, with channels. Now, folks, if you don't know what channels are, yeah. I'm going to get Nate to tell us. Nate, give us your best shot in plain English of when a company or a small business on going one direction or a big company coming in the other direction, when they're thinking about channels, developing channels, what do they mean? Are you there?
Are you there?
Go ahead, yeah. Did you hear my question?
Hey, Jim, can you hear me?
Yeah, did you hear my question?
Hello?
I think we may have. Did we lose?
Hello?
Are you there? Are you there, Nate? Okay. Yeah, I think we lost the connection with Nate. So, folks, a channel. I'll answer Nate's question for a second here. A channel is a vertical industry. So, a channel would be like CPAs or architects or the automobile industry or some manufacturing. A certain kind of a supply product or something like that. Anything that's vertical, that when I say vertical, I'm meaning it's pretty much self-contained. Those are channels. Contractors would be a channel, and people like Nate develop these channels for their companies to reach customers. Nate, are you there? All right, we're still working on that. The customers that they're trying to reach are people like you. They're trying to reach you, and what you can do by being part of your industry group, you can reach them, and you can benefit from what they're offering. You may do business with them, you may not. Okay, Nate, I was just telling the audience.
Hey, Jim, sorry about that.
That's all right. It happens. I was just telling them that a channel is a vertical industry, a sector of a marketplace, of an industry. It's a vertical group that you develop to identify ways to help the members of those channels. What do you think?
Absolutely. Well, you know, we refer to, you know, the reason why you'd want to get involved in channels in the first place is really to increase what we call the 3 V's, the volume, the value, and velocity of the leads that are coming into your company. And to your point, where you start is by identifying, really understanding your clients, understanding their buying behavior, the common characteristics and attributes of your clients, and then trying to understand who are the main influencers to those clients in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in other words, who are the trusted advisors? Who are the people they listen to? And who are the people that can help their businesses run better, grow faster, make more money?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you identify who those people are, then that's your channel. That's who you go after. That's who you try to work with to get them referring you their business.
And that's the way a company like yours approaches a channel. You approach it from the standpoint of providing thought leadership, providing information, providing support, and hopefully some products, ultimately hopefully doing some business. On the other side of the desk, so to speak, looking back the other way, are the small businesses out here on Main Street who are the recipients of that thought leadership. They're the readers of the reports and the white papers and hearing the talks and the webinars and those kinds of things, and they're able to benefit from the availability of that information from a company like Insperity or in all the others who are working on channels. They're able to benefit from that without making any commitment. I mean, it's a way of getting smarter, and all they have to do, and this is something, Nate, that I've been trying to get small business owners to do since the beginning of my show, and that is get involved with your industry trade group. Your industry trade group,
absolutely,
it becomes a channel for a company like Insperity or whoever, whatever the industry is out there. I mean, there are all kinds of people developing channels, and you get to pick and choose which one is relevant to you as a member of that trade group. What do you think, Nate?
Absolutely. Those are the key influencers I was talking about earlier. So when you've got a channel, let's say, for example, you're in the private equity community or you're in the CFO community. So, so ACG, Association for Corporate Growth, might be that trade association that you want to belong to, because you're going to get all kinds of timely, relevant thought leadership. You're going to get the resources that you need in order to take your company to the next level. And there's going to be people in there that you're able to network with to help take that company any direction that you want to take. Is that where you're going with this, Jim?
Yes. Exactly. You know, when I had my own consulting company, people would ask me to help them with stuff. And I could help them, but certain things I didn't know. I didn't know as much about their industry as they needed to know. And I would tell them, you need to join your trade group so that you can have access to these companies developing these channels, developing your industry as a channel, who want to do business with you, but they're willing to help you before you ever do business with them. And there's so many things that you can learn from your industry. And becoming part of a channel is one of those. So what we've described, folks, is the channel from both directions, from the creator of the channel, the companies like Insperity and hundreds of others out there in different industries, and then there's the people on the other end, the small businesses who are coming at it from another direction. The people doing the exhibiting, for example, when you go to a trade show and there's an exhibitor there, they're developing a channel, those people, more than likely. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want Nate to talk to us about referrals. Why is referrals a big deal to his company? It's 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.